and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 398. How are we all doing? Alex, no, hang on, was Alex in first? According to this, Alex is in first. Let me refresh. Oh, Lola. Right, hello. Alex was in first, congratulations, Alex. Then who do we have? Oh, we had me next. I was in second, but I shall step aside and allow Renee to claim silver. And then Jonathan bringing up the rear with bronze. Oh, we've got a dentistic for Madam, who's nearly just taken the door off its hinges.
She'll need another one.
Look at that, she will.
That's the last one.
Oh, you're a bad daddy. It's just left her with one. Lola, where are you? Sticky! Dentistic! Paul, are you going to explain to everybody why you've got a dirty head again? Yeah, I was in the garden and I was scratching and then it was dirty. Ah, so, Jonathan was late. Oh, Jonathan. Not dead, just late. Naughty, naughty. Hello, Paul. How's the weather down there? We've had blistering sunshine today. So, if it all works out, you might have had it cold and rainy. But unlikely. Right, I will open these so she's ready for the next one while she's chomping on the first one. She's a very lucky dog. We're almost there, Jonathan. We are almost at 400. And considering we started with an intention of doing 5, that's not bad, is it? Would that my bike's rolled off the presses like that. So how...
It will, when you least expect it.
That's true. So, questions for Jonathan. Number one, have you caught up? Number two.
What time did you fall asleep?
No. That was fairly early. No, number two. How long did you spend pausing the screen to squint at the upcoming release dates? I thought you might. Let's just say that. Oh, Jonathan thinks we're going to get to 500. That would be July, Jonathan. July. Oh. So the answer to question one, he's caught up. Answer to question two, far too long. I did say they were more suggestive. I was actually going to take them away and I thought, do you know what? Let's just leave them there. Good job it was 1080p so you could squint, wasn't it?
Any data we use is fake.
Well, no, that's not strictly true, Mike, because, you know, the after hours are bang on and the maroons are bang on. The Mac bikes are more ethereal.
And the United results were bang
on. There's a word of the day, ethereal. that's like vaporware. CQ, Deb, CQ. Oh. So everybody's piling in. Oh, the weather's good, but getting colder. Oh, it's reasonable, but getting warmer here, Paul. I'll swap with you. I would. Oh, 500's easy. We did actually work out when 1,000 would be, didn't we? But then we all just fell about laughing like the Smash Men. We thought, oh, that'll never happen. It'll all be sorted. Silly, silly us. Can you explain how the Queen is anointed with oil to be God's relation to the Church of England? Couldn't understand the commentator's explanation. I've got no clue. All I know about that is that the royal family going back to Henry VIII were Catholics and they split from the Catholic Church because they wouldn't let him have umpteen divorces or annulments or whatever. Beyond that, he declared himself to be, so he had his own church and declared himself to be the representative of God on earth. And since then, every king or queen has done the same. That's as much as I know. If you think your commentary was bad, ours was dire. It was a guy called, what's his surname, that Hugh?
Don't know.
Hugh Edwards.
Oh, sorry.
You know, he's not bad reading the news, but oh... It was so sycophantic, it was puke-inducing. So I turned the sound off. I was much happier with the sound off. Oh, you can hear her grumbling. Grumble, grumble, grumble. Paul's happy to swap, prefers it warmer. I'm happy to swap too, Paul, because I prefer it cooler. So it'd work out nicely. Right. Look, dentistic.
That's not very good for Paul. Frank and Tony.
Paul. Oh, she gave me the... Do you know, when she stood up, she gave me the right paw. When she sat down, she came from the left one. Just doesn't do both at the same point. What can I say? Why, how's it going, Mike? This is the City match.
Chelsea are 1-0 up.
Oh, it's only one. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. It'll be fine. a beautiful day for the ceremony. It was. It was quite unusual. Windsor's a beautiful place. If you've never been, it's beautiful. I mean, the castle is like raised up a bit. Not exactly on a hill, but it's raised. The rest of the town grew up around it. So originally there was just the castle. But the town of Windsor is absolutely beautiful. Everybody's so friendly. Loved it when we visited. In fact, the bit by the chapel today, that's the bit that's usually open to the public. So I was pointing out to Mike, because you've never been, have you?
No.
I was pointing out where the public usually enter and what bits they've got access to. But yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful day. Thought the ceremony was a little bit... not personal enough, I thought. It'd be nice if it could be like a normal family thing. But Mike and I were having a drinking game because it started off and there was the national anthem and I thought, fair enough, you know, no problem. And then 10 minutes later, national anthem, and I said, we've just had this one. I think I was expecting like a radio show where you don't play things twice. When the service was over, God Save the Queen, I thought, you're kidding me. So we had three renditions of the national anthem. Then they all decided they were going to walk back to the private rooms in the castle. And at that point, the cameras, which have to be, I mean, obviously the cameras are allowed in there, but they're not manned. They're remotely controlled. And they were on like a boom arm. And it was so funny because these cameras, they just wanted to focus on William and Harry. And when they finally did manage to focus on William and Harry, they were chatting away. Interestingly, I noticed that they'd kept their masks on, so no lip readers. I thought, I bet they're loving this, because otherwise we would have had lip readers wall to wall with what they were saying, but you couldn't tell anything they were saying. But they were talking to each other, so, you know, step in the right direction. Heart-wrenching to see the Queen sitting by herself. It was, wasn't it? She looked... Well, she loved him to pieces, didn't she? I always did wonder. It was always a bit... He was quite abrupt, and more so as he got older. But she obviously adored him. Over here, needless to say, the commentary went along the lines of, and there's Her Majesty the Queen, sat alone, and so's Prince Harry. And then carried on, and I thought, just a minute. So's Prince Andrew, if we're going to get technical, but you didn't mention him, did you? It was as though they wanted to just focus on the fact that, you know, she hadn't toddled along, hadn't Meghan. But Meghan's heavily pregnant. I doubt there's an aircraft that would carry her. Not you know, that sounded terrible, but do you know what I mean? They don't like taking pregnant ladies who are that far gone, which is understandable, whether she wanted to go or not, although apparently she did. But who knows? Anyway, that would have made 31, so somebody else would have to have dropped off. Wouldn't really have been fair, would it? So it all worked out nicely. I thought Zara did well. She only had a baby 27 days ago, because I had to check that. I couldn't remember if she'd actually had the baby, and then I remembered she did. She had it on the bathroom floor, didn't make it to the hospital. But then it was a third, so she wasn't particularly worried. And they called it Phillips, its middle name. So the last two great-grandchildren that have been born, one was to Eugenie, which is called August Philip. I think it's got a couple of other names as well, isn't it? Wolfie or Stormy, something like that. Weird name.
Stormy.
But kind of works. I don't know. Look it up. It was August Philip. I think it might have been Wolf. It was something quite unusual for the royals, but it was a family name of his. Her husband.
August Philip Hawk Brooksbank.
Hawk, there you go, Hawk. I knew it was something like that. Oh, Hawk's cool, though. That is a cool name, Hawk. I'm liking that. And this one's called Lucas Philip. So, yeah, lots of Philips at the moment. There'd be no urology at the funeral. Really? Oh, dear me. It was wonderful scenery. It's a beautiful place. If ever you get a chance to go, do visit it. It is beautiful. We stayed there for a weekend. It was really funny. Dad was never good on holiday. As you know, none of our holidays ever pan out without incident. More so when my dad was around. He was more of a disaster than the rest of us put together. There was the one where he set the tent on fire and we all ended up in hospital. Sadly, not the same hospital.
Lola.
Three different hospitals it was. Then there was the time that he pushed, he had a nightmare. He was sleeping next to a window and he had a nightmare And he's like put his arm out to like push somebody away and smashed through the window. He ended up in hospital with that one as well. He had to drive himself to hospital because Mum didn't drive, but he'd got really bad cut on his wrist, so there was blood all over the place. Oh, we've had some fantastic holidays. So Mum decided we were going to have a real holiday. Oh, it was going to be amazing. So she booked the most expensive hotel she could find in Windsor. And they'd done this thing where you it was like a quiz, but you had like three or four A4 sheets. And as you walked round Windsor, you did these riddles. And then when you went back to the hotel, you handed these things in. So it's mainly for kids, but your Mum was quite happy doing that. When we headed back to the hotel, you handed it in and then you got a prize. One was a backwards snubble at T.S. Street. I'm like, what? And it turns out, ST, it was Saint Something Street. I mean, so backwards, snubble at T.S. Street. Anyway, it was kind of cool to do that. But needless to say, we got there and my dad was like, I've got a sore knee. Now, I think at the time I was about 14. So I certainly wasn't driving. I'd got lumbered if I was at driving age, I can assure you. And Mum didn't drive. You've no idea the pain of driving. What he wanted was to sit on a bench all day reading a book. So Mum said, you know what, just leave him there. That's what we did all day. He just sat on this bench. First of all, he had his newspaper. And then he bought himself a paperback of some description because he used to love to read. But he didn't want to like go round and see things, which we did. There's a whole display there. I don't know if it's still there, but it was called Majesty and Empire, I think it was called. And it was at one of the old stations. It was fabulous. It was like, hard to describe. It was wax. They were waxworks, these things. So they had like the royal family on like a pedestal somewhere or other. But that they weren't the best waxworks, not by a long way. It was huge, this thing. And they'd got a whole, like today you saw all the soldiers and the guards and all the rest of it. And the horses. This thing was a full layout of horses. The horses were just amazing. They looked so real. And they'd got like a fan going that was making the tails waft. Oh, it was brilliant. We loved it. Dad, well, he read the book and that was that. But I enjoyed it. I can highly recommend that for a trip. Were all the flags from the different nations from the Commonwealth? I believe they were, Kim. Yes, he was very big into the Commonwealth. I didn't realise, but our commentators said that the Commonwealth was only formed 2 years after they got married. And when it started, it had 8 countries, and now it's got 54, I think he said. So Prince Philip had a lot to do with building that. Apparently, they were 5 years at the beginning of their marriage where they lived in Malta. So they could fly or get to a lot of other countries easier than back here. And that was one of the happiest times of their marriage, apparently. Mind you, not living in this country, I can understand that. No press. Our press are lethal. They're lethal. Private aircraft will probably carry her. I thought, well, they might, but you know, it's not worth the risk, is it? Can you imagine if something happened? Because then it would turn into the Meghan show and then everybody else would be peeved. So I think they wanted it kind of underplayed and it worked out that way. Because when you looked at the numbers, somebody would have to have dropped off. And you know, you can't have some of the great-grandchildren, the ones who were old enough to go. I mean, Kate and William's children weren't deemed old enough to go. But there were two grandchildren there who were fairly young. His youngest, too. Lady Louise Windsor and Viscount Severn, who are Sophie and Edward's children. I think the boy's about 11, 12, something like that. Let's have a look. Viscount Severn. How old is he? James is called. 13. He's 13 and his sister's 16, 17 now. So one of them would have to have dropped off. Or they would have to have not invited the 3 German relatives. So I think it worked out just right. You couldn't tell who was who everyone looked alike. Do you know, they did actually. And I think it was a really good decision of the Queen not to have them in military uniforms. I mean, that kicked it off big style. Harry, who actually fought in a war, for crying out loud, would not have qualified to wear a military uniform for that, because it was more an honorary thing that was bestowed upon them. And once he was no longer a working royal, he's not entitled to wear a military uniform. However, the other idiots, you'd have William, Andrew, Charles and Edward in a military uniform. I mean, where do you stop laughing at that? Charles, don't get me going. Just on no level get me going about Charles. Andrew did serve in the Navy, fair enough. But he wanted to wear, according to reports, which I can believe because he looked peeved, he wanted to wear an Admiral's uniform, but he's not actually strictly an Admiral yet. He was made a Vice Admiral on his 55th birthday with a promise that for his 60th he'd be made an Admiral. And he was 60 about a year ago. And the problem with that was the Epstein thing was hanging over him, and he hasn't actually been made an Admiral. But he wanted to wear the Admiral's uniform. Then you've got Edward, who was in the army, I think, for 5 minutes. And then Harry, who actually fought in a war, wouldn't be entitled. So with all of that going on, the Queen said, forget it, just wear a suit. Which I think is genius of the woman. I mean, I think it looked better anyway, but I do agree everybody did look the same. Mike was like, who's that? Eulogy, not urology. That made sense. That's much better. There kind of was, but apparently it was just the one word that was like and husband. So amongst all the other things, you're prince of this and duke of that and husband. But the Queen actually looked like she was crying at one point. So I think the BBC are probably providing pictures for the entire world, because otherwise they'd just be wall-to-wall cameras. And they have strict rules about what they can and can't show. So if there were any real snivels, I don't think that they would have been shown. Jonathan's not a fan of that name. What name's that? Is this Philip? Here they keep talking about how Philip was a war hero. Well, he certainly served in the war. Yes, he did. I can't remember the name of the ship, but he did. So fair enough on that. Prince Philip's mother was an amazing woman. Well, they've kind of played that down here, because didn't she end up schizophrenic and got committed somewhere? Jonathan was on Sky News. No, I couldn't, Jonathan. I just couldn't, not Sky. But Hugh Edwards was appalling. It was just so brown-nosing. It was terrible. It really was. I think he was trying to be respectful, but it just came across as, like, icky. And they had two idiots with him, you know, like two royal commentators. What will they be thinking at this point? How do they know? And then they were saying they'll be going back and... COVID restrictions permitting, that they'll be reminiscing. And I thought, it'll probably be one heck of a bum fight. I can imagine that. Wasn't Philip the king? No, Philip was not the king. No, he married the queen. So it's all sexist, this. But when Charles becomes king, Camilla will be queen. Do not get me going on that either. Because that's just the way it works. But if somebody marries a female royal, not royal, you know, queen, basically, head of the family, then no, they only get to be a prince. So now he actually was a prince already. He was a prince of Greece and Denmark. I don't know how that worked, but he had to renounce that to become her prince. I'm not sure at what point he became Duke of Edinburgh, but he did kind of make that his own with the Duke of Edinburgh awards scheme. It's mainly Outward Bounds things, I think, but it's a scheme that children, I think they're 16 to 18, follow, and they get certificates. So there's gold, silver and bronze certificates that they get for doing outdoor pursuits. So he did. He made that his own. That was what I most knew him for. That's what Kim didn't understand, why he wasn't king. Just the women get the title. Very interesting. Just the way it is. Just the way it is. I think the last one of any significance where the husband was only a consort was Victoria with Albert, her husband. They did say when Charles married Camilla that she would not be queen. She would only be a consort, so that she would be like, I don't know what, apart from the Duchess, I don't know what her title is. Well, actually, the women take the title of the men which is why when they marry, they get a dukedom. So the first one with that, did they give Charles one? No, I think Diana automatically became Diana, Princess of Wales. So she was okay. But when Andrew married, they gave him a dukedom, the Duke of York, because without it, she would not have been Princess Sarah. She would have been Her Royal Highness, the Princess Andrew. Which, again, quite sexist, isn't it? You do become a princess, but you have to use the name of your husband. So she would have been the Princess Andrew. And Sophie would have been the Princess Edward. Now, if that sounds really weird and you think, no way would that happen. Princess Michael of Kent. Yeah, it does. That's not her name. I believe her name is Therese. She's of French extraction, I think. But she's known as Princess Michael because he didn't get a dukedom. So that would have been interesting, wouldn't it?
Has she had a second toy?
Yes.
Oh.
Does she want another one?
No, you're not having another one.
Oh, but Daddy, I didn't have a red one, Daddy.
You've had a biscuit from me as well.
Yes, but if I eat more, I'll sleep like a baby.
Burst.
Well, yes, I should burst as well. Oh, Lola, you'll have to wait. Right, let me catch up here.
Settle down, come on.
Don't think his mother was mentally ill, just different and did a lot of good works. I'm loving that one, Princess Andrew, progressive and gender fluid. Yes, but the thing was, Kim, what would our papers do with it? It'd be Princess Fergie and all kinds of stuff. So I think that's why that is done. You think about it, exactly the same thing happened with William and Harry. So William was Prince William. If he hadn't have become Duke of Cambridge, she would have been Princess William. Same with Harry and Meghan at the time. Never mind all the names she's already got. She would then have been Princess Henry. Not even Harry, Princess Henry. Which wouldn't be good, would it? So no, that's why they do it. Now, of course, there's a dukedom lying around, isn't there? Duke of Edinburgh. Oh, must show you this that I captured today because I looked at it and then I rewound the ITV thing. This just shows you the quality. I think Jonathan made a sage manoeuvre with Sky News because this was what was on the BBC. Not that one. I'm over here. What are you doing? Ah, that one. Is that the one? Crying out loud, it's not previewing. Tell you what, I'll get it uploaded and just hope it's the right one. I'm sure it is. This was a screenshot that I took from the BBC. So you can, it was a replay. It was after the funeral had finished. And they put this bit up and they were showing you them all in the aisle, separated according to family. And I just glanced at it and I thought, there's the BBC, accurate as ever, which is what I call the image. So let me get that uploaded. Or does it not feel like it today? Oh, it's going. It's going. There we go. Spot the deliberate on that. Which was then corrected and then made wrong again. Paul always wondered how Princess Michael of Kent got the name. By marrying Prince Michael of Kent. But she was divorced. Which was unheard of at the time. You know, naughty, naughty. And a Catholic. So really she did not have much going for her at that point. The Catholic Church later... Now, if you are divorced and you marry again, the Catholic Church... In fact, if you divorce, the Catholic Church don't want to know. Now, that is at the church level, the organisation level. But at a priest level, at a parish level, no one gives a toss anymore. Seriously, we don't. We have Eucharistic ministers who are divorced. You are not strictly... If you're going to be very strict with it, you're not supposed to take the host if you're divorced. They'll just about tolerate you in the church these days, but you're not supposed to take the host. Other people who would, it would be, again, at the institution level, it would be frowned upon, would be gay or lesbian couples. Or in fact, gay or lesbians actually taking the host. Again, we don't give a toss. We don't care at our church. Everyone is welcome. But if at the stage that she got married, you got married, technically speaking, you are excommunicated and there are no exceptions to that. Except, of course, if you marry royalty. Because they'd been married about maybe 10 to 15 years. And she rocked up to see the Pope, and the Pope blessed their marriage and gave them a lovely certificate. And I'm like, pardon? You know, there's other people at parish level who go through absolute agonies. You know, I mean, I personally know people who are in abusive relationships that they have been forced to leave for the sake of their children. And technically speaking, not supposed to take the host while she's getting a certificate. Really? It's double standards at the greatest level. I don't know why they didn't just give him a dukedom and then she would have been the Duchess of wherever. But no, she's Princess Michael. That's not actually her name, though. But somehow she kind of gets away with it, doesn't she? It doesn't sound as ludicrous as Princess Henry or Princess William. It just kind of works. So that's how she got the name. I don't think he'd been married before. Do they have to wait before giving the Duke of Edinburgh to somebody else? I do think at the moment, I can't remember where I heard this, I think it's automatically passed to Charles, but I'm not sure. Yes, they misspelled Edinburgh. You wouldn't believe it, would you? But they did. Let's see.
City are out.
Oh dear. That's going to put a dampener on it tonight, isn't it?
Oh, it is for City fans.
Right, there you go. The current Duke of Edinburgh is Charles, Prince of Wales. He inherited the title on the 9th of April, the same day his father passed away. Charles will not remain the Duke after he ascends to the throne and becomes King of England.
Well, what does he do about his Cornwall title?
Oh, come on, he only got that so she wasn't Princess Charles. You're back to that again.
Well, does he keep it?
Does he keep what?
His Cornwall title.
I've no idea. I have no idea. I mean, honestly, he inherits that, really. He's got enough titles. He doesn't need another one. Anyway, what happens with it when he becomes king? Should that day ever arrive? Don't get me going. Now, you see, there you go. Why didn't it go straight to Edward? Oh, there you go. The title of Duke of Edinburgh will instead be inherited by the Queen and Prince Philip's youngest son, Prince Edward. That has been planned since 1999 with approval of the Queen. And that's all that's needed to transfer it. And it's going to Edward because he oversees the Duke of Edinburgh's award scheme. Good to know he's doing something, isn't it? So, yeah, Charles has got it at the moment. I don't know why that couldn't have gone to Edward straight away. Really. The Duke of Edinburgh's title has been created three times by three separate monarchs. Before being recreated by King George VI... The last Duke of Edinburgh was Alfred, hereditary prince of Saxe-Coburg and Gotha, or Gotha, the son of Alfred and the grandson of Queen Victoria. The title became extinct. That's badly worded. The title became extinct following Alfred's suicide in 1900, which enabled King George to recreate it and bestow it upon his son-in-law 47 years later. So it was the Queen's dad who made Duke of Edinburgh the Duke of Edinburgh. And now it's just inherited onwards and so forth. Do you know, isn't it a shame he didn't get to see his 100th birthday? It was only 2 months away. And that's why the Queen doesn't now want to leave Windsor, apparently, because that's where he's been interred. He's in the Royal Vault. So she's staying there. And that's going to be where she is buried when she goes. So there you go. Does the royal family get taxpayer money or do they live off their fortune? Both. They've money that they have, but there is taxation money will go to them. It's caused a heck of a stink, that, in recent years. It wasn't discussed much when I was a child. It was just, oh, they're very good for tourism. And that was it. Whatever they cost to run the royal family, the royal household, it became worth, yes, but they're good for tourism. So basically, they generate income for the country. But as time went on and it became more of a soap opera, people started getting sniffy about it. I would say it culminated in about 1992. It was the Anna Horribilis, which was Charles and Diana got divorced. I think Andrew and Sarah Ferguson split up and Windsor went up in flames. And the repair bill for Windsor was absolutely huge. So what they did was they then had to start. They didn't pay tax originally. Like Jonathan says, it's voluntary. But that's been going on for quite a while, and that was only like a sop because people were peeved at the expectation that the taxpayer would foot the bill for Windsor, that the taxpayer would foot the bill for holidays abroad and security and everything, basically. So what she did was she tightened the belts and reined in the extent of working royals, which is why there is this element of working royals. You will then get a stipend as a working royal. The other thing she did was open up Buckingham Palace in the summer. I think it's for 2 or 3 months when she's not there. So not in normal circumstances, you know, no COVID, no Prince Philip dying. They would have spent the summer at Balmoral and they tend to spend Christmas at Sandringham. And then they'll spend time at Windsor. So while she's not in residence at Buckingham Palace, it was open to the public for the first time. And the rationale was it'll generate money and it will offset all the costs. But if you go round Buckingham Palace now, people have said it's in dire need of repair and they don't have the money. And the government now is in a much stronger position to say to them, well, you're not having any more either. Whereas many, many years ago, you know, 30, 40 years ago, money would just have been handed over like confetti, but not now. Everything's far more scrutinised now. Although, having said that, I'd rather that they maintain Buckingham Palace than paid MPs what they do. But that's how it goes. But yeah, she pays tax on a voluntary basis. I don't know with Harry, because it's weird with Harry, isn't it? He isn't actually a US citizen. So how's he staying there? I know he's married to a US citizen. I don't think she gave up a US citizenship, did she? And the child would take... Well, the child would be both, wouldn't he? I'm thinking they're not going to kick him out for not having a green card. But could they? Because he's not actually... I mean, well, there's just a rabbit hole there, isn't there? I mean, does he want to become a US citizen? Because I was watching NCIS and I saw Ziva and her citizenship ceremony. And you have to kind of decry anything you have ever been before, which would be a bit of a problem when you're a prince of the realm. So I don't know what's going to happen there. It was like, oh, he's been there over a year now. You know, shouldn't he have some paperwork? And he didn't. And now he's come back. So I don't know. Because that has tax implications in the UK as well. If you're out of the country, then your tax situation is, your tax burden would be less than if you were in the country. But if you've come back, I don't know if there's like a minimum stay, but obviously with the COVID thing, he had to come over probably earlier than he would have wanted to. And we've not heard when he's going back. So it's all a bit of a farce, isn't it? Jonathan's been looking into American tax for work, Kim. Something like 50,000 codes or something mad. Each state has different rules. Oh, that gets me when you're trying to buy something and it says, you know, if you're from this state, then your tax will be this. And if you're from this state, then tax is going to be that. And I'm thinking, then we have it bad with VAT. But there we go. Hello, Tracy. Wouldn't Harry face a kind of diplomatic state? I don't know. I honestly don't know. All that's been mentioned is, you know, he needs to do something about it. What are you doing? Getting between me and the fan. But they've not said what he's likely to do about it, so I don't know. So that's why you don't do self-assessment. Is that right, Kim? We do our own taxes here. You can use an accountant if you want to, but people tend, depending on how much they earn, not to. Mind you, there is a saying over here, which is if your accountant can't save you in tax more than they're charging you, then you need a new accountant. So I guess you could get an accountant on that. Deb says Prince Philip's mother had been put in a mental home for a while, but she was released and worked helping the sisters and nuns. There was a programme about her. I think it was one of like Channel 4 or Channel 5, so not a main channel. About a week ago, you know, just after he died. But I didn't get to see that, unfortunately. Oh, Alex went to the Castle of May, the Queen Mother's residence in Scotland. And the carpet in the dining room was totally threadbare. But the Queen Mother thought she had a few years left in it. Even though her daughter tried too, and I'm presuming buy a new one. But yeah, they did tend to be very frugal. I think you're not going to marry into the royal family for money, put it like that. Although there's millions there. You know, Charles in particular... Because he's got the... Oh, is it the Duchy of, it's done Duchy of Lancaster, isn't it? That most of the money comes from. And it comes from rents and farmland that he or the duchy owns. So it's not that it's, that they're actually short of money, but in terms of ready cash, you know, to buy things like 20 Apple devices, no, not really. It's all like spoken for or whatever. 15th in again, Simon. Congratulations. But don't worry. Jonathan wasn't first. Must have been having a little bit of a snooze, mustn't you, Jonathan? when trying to persuade her, the guide showing us around said, I can imagine that. I can imagine that. The Queen Mother was, well, she didn't really marry into that job, did she? When she married George VI, he was the equivalent of Prince Andrew today. So instead of being Prince Charles and yes, I'm going to ascend to the throne, he wasn't. He was the future king's brother. But the future king married Mrs. Simpson and abdicated, and that's the end of that. At the point that that happened, the Queen and her sister Margaret were probably about 5 or 6, something like that. So the Queen Mother had like married the spare, not the heir. And he was never really suited to being king. If you've seen that film, The King's Speech, he had a speech impediment and he was very quiet and very shy. And he had to take on this role that was foisted upon him. So she didn't marry with an intention to become queen and then Queen Mother. I always wondered what would happen. You know, like you've got the Queen Mother. If it was like the other way around, you don't tend to have like, well, you wouldn't. You would never have the Queen Father, would you? Queen Mother seems to roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
But alternatives don't. Because when you think about it, she was Queen until he died.
Mm.
And then what actual title would she have had? But she became the Queen Mother. You think about it, that's not like the Duke of the Duchess of somewhere. It's more like,
well,
more of a family title.
Immediate past queen, like I was immediate past president of Brooklyn.
No, but you think about most things that are inherited, yeah, right? Or you are voted into at some point, like Pope. And there isn't the previous Pope. I mean, obviously at the minute there is the previous Pope because he abdicated as well, didn't he? But do you know what I mean? There isn't a previous one. But the Queen Mother lived to a ripe old age being the Queen Mother. There you go. Do you think the Queen has an iPhone in her handbag? Do you know, I would love to know what's in her handbag. a duchy, isn't that, like a dukedom, I believe.
But it's what you pass on the left-hand side.
Oh, Mike, honestly. There you go, the Duchy of Lancaster and the Duchy of Cornwall.
Pass the duchy on the left-hand side.
I don't know the actual definition of duchy. Let's find out. You just kind of know it when you hear it, do you know what I mean? A territory of a duke or duchess, a dukedom. So I was right, a dukedom, only it's called a duchy. So it's land, and he has plenty of it, does Charles. Some of the other royal family members don't. If you think about Zara and Mike Tyndall, they did a huge interview thing with Hello, and Zara told her mother, well, you know, we need some money. It was as simple as that. And I'm assuming the Queen got told. But that was where the money came from, because they don't have a title and they don't have any money from the taxpayer. So anyway, they've got to make their money somewhere.
Did you know I got a letter from the Queen?
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, actually, it was from the lady-in-waiting.
There you go.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I wrote to the Queen something about the Silver Jubilee celebrations and how much I enjoyed it. And she wrote back. Well, a lady-in-waiting wrote back.
Oh, Kim wanted to see the Queen Mother. Oh, Jonathan, I'm loving that. My grandpa's been a gentleman-in-waiting for my grandma for over 50 years. Oh, that's so cute.
I'm a gentleman-in-waiting for Lola.
Yes, your daddy-in-waiting.
Yes. Do you hear that, Lola?
The Queen has sweeties and a bingo pen in her handbag. It's used as a signal on the right arm and another on the left, another signal. Doesn't she, years ago, you know when she had to do the stand-up thing and shaking hands and stuff? Wouldn't she move the handbag when she'd had enough? So the lady-in-waiting knew when it shifted, she'd had enough and to come and rescue her. They could always work. Well, there's a concept, Simon. Some of the younger ones do. I mean, Mike Tindall does. Zara works with horses. But I don't know if it's a paying game. I've no idea. But some of the younger ones do. Princess, now is it Eugenie or Beatrice? I think it's Eugenie. But both of them work. They both have jobs of some description. It might be like, you know, director of an art house. But they do actually have a job. It's a subtle signal, isn't it, Kim? I'll just move this handbag. Right, come and rescue me. Oh, she would also, when she had a long dress on and she had to stand there for like 3 hours shaking hands with people, it was said that she would stand with her feet about 18 inches apart, and it was covered. I mean, that would look weird, but it was covered by the long dresses she had on. And she swore that way her legs didn't get as tired. These all the things that they then tell you. Thinking, I did not know that. The lady in waiting is a great honour. The Queens are her close friends. Well, when we saw them in the car, you couldn't tell who that was. And I was wondering, in terms of who went to the funeral, apparently the... Oh, no, you genealogy lot would be far better at this than me. But you may have heard of Lord Mountbatten, who died in, I think it was 1979. It was an IRA bomb. He was on a boat and it exploded and he died and some others died. And he was Charles's favourite uncle. Well, his grandson got married, and one of the ladies at the funeral was the grandson's wife. So I wondered if that was the grandson's wife, but no, it wasn't. Lady in waiting. Or the touchy guy. You know she could bash over the head with the handbag. She is just renowned for having a handbag, isn't she? I always remember Diana used to have a like a clutch bag. She would put it underneath her arm rather than actually like on her wrist. But she always had a handbag. And you're like, why does she need a handbag? I think for a lot of ladies, it's what to do with your hands. Because if you don't have anything, you're going to do something with your hands and not look like an idiot. If you ever watch Charles, he is constantly trying to find something to do with his hands. We won't talk about Andrew in that regard. But if you watch Charles, he tends to put like a hand in a watch pocket, which is a very old fashioned sort of stance.
I've noticed that. Yeah.
I think Camilla always has a handbag. But you can tell, no time for Camilla. No time whatsoever. Not much for Charles, to be honest. I don't think... Did anybody else have a bag today? It was comical seeing who had a mask on and who didn't. That was funny. I think on the way down, all the children and grandchildren didn't. Andrew knows what to do with his hands. Yes, unfortunately. And Charles fiddles with his cuffs. He does. He fiddles with his cuffs a lot. He's always like tugging his shirt down, isn't he? And just tinkering. Tracy can't stand the old knack. I really do have no time for her whatsoever. I mean, you know, if the two of them fell in love way before he married Diana, whether she was married or not, and I don't know if she was, I don't think initially when they met, she wasn't married, but she was Catholic. And that would have been a little bit awkward. I mean, I don't see why it would be awkward, but for royalty, it would be awkward. Instead of that, we had the unholy mess of Diana. And she ended up dead. So, really, why didn't they just get together? You know, I would have had more admiration for him if he'd have just got together with the woman that he loved and be done with it. There was... I don't know, what programme was that on? I think it was... Oh, I know, I saw it on a YouTube video. And it was Diana. And these looked like home movies of some description. I don't know if she knew she was being recorded. But when you listen to her side of it, she said he was just so cold. And she would say, like, you know, I'm really unhappy or I'm desperate. And he'd just be like, I'm going out. And he would just walk away as though he just has no feelings whatsoever. Which, to be honest, when you look at him, that's exactly what he looks like. So, no, I've got no time for him at all. Tracy Ullman's takeoff. She is brilliant. I saw Renee's video. She is brilliant. I think the public would be... There's all this kind of thing with royalty, isn't there? All the... It's got to be done this way. It's always been done this way. We can't ever change anything, you know. And it doesn't work. It's when they don't do the right thing that everything just falls apart. There's always some kind of crisis. I mean, if you think back to Andrew and Fergie, yes, they divorced, but they still lived together. Now, I guess they had to get divorced. Why did they have to get divorced if they're still together? What's the problem? Oh, well, there was the toe-sucking incident. Well, get over it. At least it was only a toe. But it was from on high, you know, you will have to get divorced now. And they did. But they still lived together. They lived together all through their kids growing up. They were a family. They just weren't married anymore. You know, for the sake of what it looks like. You know, you can't stay together because it looks bad. You can't get together with Camilla because she's Catholic and that would look bad. Oh, I don't like that at all. I hate that. Right, let me have a look here. I've got a link there. There we go. Anyway, the funeral was nicely done, wasn't it? At least there was no fisticuffs. Yes, that's the picture I posted, that one, where they couldn't spell Edinburgh. Honestly, BBC, you've got one job. And, you know, you're not going to be put in charge of AV graphics, are you, if you can't spell? Apparently, yes, you are. There you go. I think that was the one I actually saw, Babysitting Prince George. And was that the one where she goes to buy toys and stuff? Not sure. Good grief, she looks like Camilla, doesn't she? She's too good. You could have got away with her doing the funeral today if Camilla hadn't fancied in. With a mask on, nobody would have noticed the difference. That's so good with the masks, isn't it? Who is that? I've no idea. I don't know. Did Prince Michael and Princess Michael go to the funeral? I don't think they did they? I think they're a little bit too far removed. Let's have a look. Who went to the funeral? Good job that there weren't any more grandchildren or children, isn't it? Prince Philip. I'm now being told who went to the funeral. You love this. Of Winston Churchill. Right, let's have a look. Who was there? Where's the full list? I was just waiting for saying, don't, whatever you do, do not drop the coffin. Do not have an accident with the coffin. And if that sounds like, oh, no, that would never happen, ask Mike about his grandmother's funeral. Not good. Not good at all. It doesn't give you an actual list. It just, it's all in the text. She was sat right in front of the coffin, I think, wasn't she? It does list them all here. There we go. Nope, keep going. No, there's no full list there. Darn it. I don't think I'd been that far north in Scotland. I think the furthest north we got was just north of Edinburgh. We were going to go to Aberdeen, as you know, but that didn't happen, unfortunately. So let's have a look at the map. How far off that was where we went? Oh, come on. Google Maps, let's have a look. Brecon. That's pretty far north, that, isn't it? Quite a considerable way further north than us. We were probably around Dunfermline way. Do you remember the village that we went to?
Which village?
In Scotland. Was it Kelty?
No idea.
I wish I could remember.
Edinburgh.
It was north of Edinburgh, though, wasn't it? It was on the north side.
Other than that, I can't tell
no,
you.
No, I can't remember. We need
right,
to go back, so I can
I've
find
got the
it.
First five in. Well, sort of.
Let me have a look. I might have picked something else, which I probably have.
I told you to put them in.
Right. I've only do 10 things at once, not 20. I put a different one for the first one, but I can put that one in if you want.
No, you put yours in. We can backfill it.
Well, we want upbeat things to start with, don't we?
Well, that is upbeat, isn't it?
That one is. I was going to do Last Thing on My Mind.
Oh, yeah, that's a better one.
You see what I mean? Good job I've keyed it up, isn't it? I'll change that for you, Mike. Right. If I tell you this, God's sake.
Kath sent a story.
Oh, good. Right, Last Thing on My Mind. How are we getting periodic table chemical elements from The Last Thing on My Mind by Steps? It's actually the perfect one to start with, Mike, but I'll explain why later. I don't think I'm going to put that one that you've got there that early.
No, because Kath knows.
Oh, darn.
It's part of the story.
Oh, right. Kath's twigged at last. Well, in that case, that can go later, but I was thinking of the other one that we talked about, but you said somebody had picked it, so can you get... We haven't got everybody's picks in there yet. The one I said for Joe, had three for Joe. I did find another one.
Do you want that early doors?
Well, it depends if Joe's in, doesn't it? I think the second one's a good one to put... Well, the one you've got as third, if you put that at second...
Right.
Oh, you've seen behind the scenes here, jiggling around with these. Oh, you've got J&P in early.
Yeah, they usually come
in. Well, we need one more, don't we? Unless you're going with that one. But isn't that a bit slow?
All right, let's whisk that down.
Do you know what I could put in there and would be so funny? Because, you know, this sounds like a really tough thing tonight, doesn't it? The periodic table and chemical elements. But if you actually read the chemical elements, not as tough as you would think. So I'll put that one in, Mike, because we're going to have to do these as quizzes. There we go. Now, what we should put over here, which you're doing, that's very clever of you, is...
which element it is.
Which element it is.
I've lost my cable now.
What cable?
Me cable.
Mike's losing the plot. Right. Let's get this over here now. Right. Oh, Tracy, yes, how did the funeral go? Pretty impressive. Cathedral canons and a bishop. Cardinals, archbishop couldn't make it. Do you have any restrictions on yours? Ours is 30, as you know. But it kicked off about 2 o'clock here. And all the army kept coming out. And then we had the navy. And then we had the ones in the beef eaters. And I'm thinking, just a minute, I thought there was 30 at this funeral. But apparently outside it didn't matter. So you can have... And I just said to Mike, I can imagine some funeral at the church, which is 1 mile up the road, having watched the Duke's funeral and decided, you know what, if we can't have people in the church, we'll just line them up along the main road and they can stand there and march and sing.
My mum's doing that tomorrow.
Oh, you see what I mean? See what I mean? It's going to happen. Right, I'll get that link as well and look at that. Quite inland for the Navy. I didn't actually notice that. How inland is it? Let's have a look. Doesn't look far from Montrose, though, does it? It doesn't look that far. I bet it was beautiful. Where's Aberdeen? Yeah, it's not too far from Aberdeen, is it? I remember us talking about it, and I said, you know, if we get to Aberdeen, then we'll go past. And needless to say, we didn't get to Aberdeen. But then Aberdeen's a long, long way from where we are. Let's have a look at it. Probably, I'm eyeballing it from where we are to London, which I know is 220 miles. So you're probably looking at about 260, 280. Well, about 260 as the crow flies, but probably nearer 300 by the time you've gone round Edinburgh. Though I do remember Mike taking us across the bridge 3 times. Had to be an odd number, didn't it? Because he went back over it twice.
Yeah.
Went in the wrong direction. What can you do? I can't get the staff.
Yeah, then we had words over it.
We did.
There were bad words said.
250 people.
Get
wow.
Some sleep.
I would have thought that they could make an exception for this one because it was so big. And where the singers were, if you all saw the singers, you know, I said to Mike as they walked in, at the wedding, because the other two weddings weren't televised inside, I don't think, but the last one was Harry and Meghan, that was rammed full of people. Honestly, there must have been 10 deep either side. When you think all of that was completely empty, you know, maybe more people could have gone, but been in a different part of it. I think the Queen was probably thinking, you know, which she's lived her life by that. If other people can only have 30, we're only having 30. But in a family like theirs, I mean, 30 for me, I couldn't muster 30. I'd struggle to muster 3. I'm all right with friends, but if it's family you're looking for. At Mum's funeral, there was one that was related to her, and that was me. So, no, I couldn't muster 30 family members. But, you know, in a family that size, and with him being the age he was, where you've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren and the spouses of that lot, that was a tough call for her. But it worked out quite nicely. Scotland's beautiful, especially the West Coast. You need to go to the Orkneys. I just love Scotland. I love Scotland. I love everything about Scotland. When we went, I remember we got to Carlisle, and before you know it, you're crossing the border into Scotland. And on a map, Glasgow doesn't look that far into Scotland, but when you're driving, I can assure you it is. But I would love to go to some of the little islands or further north, up to the Cairngorms. But I don't see that happening. Where I actually would want to be is probably near Wick, John O'Groats, right at the tip. And that way it would be a little bit cooler. It's lovely and cool in Scotland. It just gets hot as you head south. So yes, I would love to go to Scotland. You see, Kim loved it so much, she would like to live there if she wasn't in the US. And Alex went near a US listening station in Bermuda. Wow. Oh, Scotland's on Renee's wish list. Can highly recommend it, Renee. Glasgow's quite contemporary now, but Edinburgh's a great place to visit. It's steeped in history as Edinburgh. I am sure you would love it. Renee's writing the Orkneys down. Gretna Green. We did the Gretna Green thing. We took the photos and wound everybody up. But when we got there, we said, no, this isn't really for us. But then Johnny, young Jonathan, stayed there in a fantastic hotel, which we did not see. The hotels did not look like we would like to stay there. But the one Jonathan sent, I said to Mike, now this I'm liking. So that opened up a whole new ball game. That
one of the ones you've suggested.
Yeah, I'm looking.
I put it in at number 5.
Okay.
It's been suggested by Lisa as part of a trio.
Okay. Well, we could put the trio in at that point.
Yeah.
Couldn't we? We could put that one followed by whatever the other one. Oh, it's just signed me out. Do you know, it does this every time. 2 minutes before a live show. It doesn't matter if it's Friday or Saturday or Music Sunday. It just signs me out. Can you tell I'm not pleased with it?
3 minutes. 3.5 minutes.
I've got 3.5 minutes to get back into the spreadsheet before I've no idea what I'm playing is what you mean.
I didn't realise it was almost 8 o'clock.
Oh, good grief.
Well, they could have been listening to my jingle.
Is Scotland very different from Ireland? There's parts of Ireland that are very much like Scotland, very rural, weather-beaten, heather-laden areas that are absolutely gorgeous. And, you know, if you didn't know you were in Ireland, you could imagine you were in Scotland. But there's also in Ireland quite a town vibe going on in certain places, particularly Dublin. But Ireland's a beautiful place to visit as well. We did pretty much the whole of Ireland. We went across to Mayo, Westport, Mayo, Knock, which is where there is Catholic shrine. We went down to Cork, and everywhere was beautiful. The meeting of the waters is absolutely fabulous. That's a place called Avoca. There's always time for a trio, Renee. So have a think about it and let us know. Oh, there's a big retail park at Gretna now. There's a good reason not to go, Alex. let me know, Mike, at a minute. Or are we already at a minute?
No, 2 minutes.
Nearly there. Right, so I've got one song in here. That'll do me a lot of good, won't it? Oh, I can easily get the second one. That's not too tricky. But I promise we're going to have a ball tonight. There are not as many tenuous as you would think that you would need, but there's going to be lots where there's a quiz question with it. You've got to work out the element, because some of them, tricky.
Tenuous.
Kim, yeah, no, Kim's going to be thrilled, because a lot of these you would not think you could play for this theme. But when I explain, I will reveal all.
Really?
In a most appropriate way. No, don't get excited, Mike. It doesn't end well if you do that. Anyway, we'll do the out on here so we're ready to go in. So for the moment, I will say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.